WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Another Woman is the name of a new movie directed by Woody Allen. If you're looking for one of Allen's hallmark comedies, film critic Stephen Schiff says you'll have to look elsewhere.
Uh-oh, it's another serious one. There must be a sensible way of watching these. I mean, I look at the somber white-on-black credits, and I listen to the hackneyed but important opening music, in this case it's Eric Satie. And then the beige and taupe interiors float by with those beige and taupe-clad people in them. And there's a kind of zen to it. You sit back, you open your mind, and you try to forget you're watching a Woody Allen movie. It's only fair, after all. I mean, if you go in thinking, oh no, it's going to be another Mushhead Bergman imitation, or, oh no, the only laughs will be the unintentional kind, well, then if he comes up with an honest-to-God profound exploration of serious themes, you might just miss it. But not this time. Another Woman is like a bright undergrad's botched attempt to combine Bergman's persona and Wild Strawberries. The dialogue is strangely adolescent and underfelt. It's as if the screenwriter, Allen himself, had never lived a real life, had no idea how people really talk to one another. Just listen to this party scene, in which Gina Rowlands, as our heroine, Marion, fends off the advances of her husband's old pal, Larry, played by Gene Hackman.
I love reading books with him, and
it's all up here. All up here.
And he's sexy.
Adultery in the Holiday Inn. Did he take a credit card?
He would never try to undermine you.
Even if he loved a woman passionately.
Maybe we should try near this.
Maybe I was wrong about you. Maybe you're two of a kind.
Maybe you've had too much champagne.
Maybe this conversation is scaring you.
That's the kind of thing people have been saying to poor Marion lately, and frankly, it's getting on her nerves. And there's another thing. Through the vent in her new office, Marion finds she can hear everything going on in the psychiatrist's office next door. And there, a woman played by Mia Farrow is stormily re-examining her life and feelings in a way that touches Marion deeply. It's as though this girl were Marion's road not taken, the woman she might have been if she had allowed herself to feel more and think less. That's right, it's that old, we intellectuals don't know how to feel theme, so beloved of many people who have spent a certain amount of time on the psychoanalyst's couch. And by my lights, it's a crock. I don't believe life is made up of such choices. Do I think in this situation or do I feel? And if I feel, I'll be happy, and if I merely think, I'll live a sterile life. Marion is meant to be examining herself for the first time, but that doesn't really figure either. After all, she's a philosophy professor, and plainly a good one. And isn't examining life and its meanings part of what philosophers do? As far as we can see, she's also pretty decent company. We certainly don't understand why everyone in her life should suddenly be telling her that she's blind, cold, and unfeeling. And so on. The acting in Another Woman is uniformly fine, and I might have even bought some of the movie's phony theatrical conceits if Allen had managed to write dialogue that didn't sound as though he'd read it all before in some exceedingly musty tome. The strain of composing Another Woman shows in every frame, which only makes one wonder when Allen will pull out of his latest funk and serve up one of those gorgeous comedies that will always constitute his most convincing claim to being an artist, a writer, and even an intellectual.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and is a contributing correspondent to West 57th.